Good morning. Today's scripture comes from one of the psalms appointed for today's morning prayer, Psalm 121. It reads, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth forevermore. So many times we are tricked to believe that God only thinks of us when we think of him. This psalm offers great comfort to know that God is our shadow. He never sleeps. He surrounds us like a bubble. It is impossible for us to separate ourselves from God's loving protection. I invite you to reflect with me today on ways of sharing this constant presence of God with others. Spiritual poverty is the largest poverty that surrounds us, and one that we can actually impact greatly. If you know of someone going through a rough patch, remind them that they are not alone. If someone has separated themselves from God, remind them that God has not abandoned them. In fact, God is patiently waiting for their return. Our return is always a celebration for the heavenly realm. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 831 of the Book of Common Prayer. Prayer number 55, for a person in trouble or bereavement. Let us pray. O merciful Father, who has taught us in thy holy word that thou dost not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men, look with pity upon the sorrows of thy servants, for whom our prayers are offered. Remember them, O Lord, in mercy. Nourish their souls with patience. Comfort them with a sense of thy goodness. Lift up thy countenance upon them and give them peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.